AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott talks about the mass shooting in Uvalde, Texas, in which 21 elementary school children and their two teachers were killed by an 18-year-old with a semi-automatic weapon.
What happened in Uvalde was a horrific act of evil. And as Texans, we must come together and lift up Uvalde and support them in every way that we possibly can.
Abbott also called for prayers for the families in the city. The first two funeral visitations are being held today. Visitations and funerals will be held over the next 2.5 weeks. President Biden, before heading to Arlington National Cemetery, again asked why the flood of military-style weapons, like the ones used in Uvalde and by a white 18-year-old to kill 10 blacks in a grocery store in Buffalo.
It makes no sense to be able to purchase something that can fire up to 300 rounds.
In Congress, a bipartisan group of senators is working on if they can reach even a modest compromise after more than 10 years of mostly failed efforts. At Arlington National Cemetery, Biden laid a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknowns to mark Memorial Day, dedicated to those killed in the nation's wars and their families.
To every Gold Star family, to every survivor and family member and caregiver, this grateful nation owes you, as well as the mercy you lost.
The president, the first lady, and representatives from 5 Gold Star families who lost relatives in combat also planted a southern magnolia tree on the White House South Lawn. European Union leaders reach a compromise on an embargo of Russian oil brought in by sea, which is more than 2/3 of the imports. Pipeline deliveries will continue because Hungary and other landlocked nations are heavily dependent on those imports. This is AP News. An AP survey finds governors split, like their supporters, on actions needed to end the growing gun violence in this country.
Democratic governors are amplifying their calls for greater restrictions on guns, while Republican governors are emphasizing more security at schools. There was agreement that the governors have a responsibility to try to do something. Governors of both parties mentioned the need to invest in mental health services and training. But when asked about people younger than 21 being prohibited from buying guns and ammunition magazines being limited to no more than 10 bullets, many Democratic governors said yes. But many Republican governors either sidestepped the questions or said they opposed them. I'm Mike Kempen.
An 18-year-old man near Tampa, Florida, arrested yesterday after posting photos of himself with what appeared to be a handgun, a rifle, and a tactical-style vest captioned, "Hey Siri, directions to the nearest school." I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.